Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building something that sits right in the sweet spot between raw jungle history and modern Ableton control. We're making an Amen variation that feels like crate science, chopped, a little unstable, rooted in the old school, but arranged with enough intention to work as a real FX moment in a drum and bass track. And that distinction matters. We are not just making a random break edit. We're building a usable transition feature, something that can live in an intro, an 8-bar pickup, a pre-drop, a turnaround, a half-time breakdown, or a second drop switch-up. That's where these breaks do their best work. They create movement, tension, and identity without filling every bar with bass. So the goal is simple. Make the Amen feel discovered, but controlled. Raw, but deliberate. Dangerous, but mix-ready. Start with one clean Amen source and make that your hero. Put the sample on an audio track or drop it into Simpler if you want to slice it. Keep it as raw as possible at first. If the file is already crushed, stretched, or facey, choose a cleaner version. We want the transients to be readable before we start shaping them. For a classic jungle feel, avoid overwarping the loop right away. If you need timing correction, keep it subtle. In most cases, it's better to crop, slice, and edit short regions than to force one long warped loop into place. What to listen for here is really important. The kick and snare should still sound like a break. If the snare loses its crack, or the hat starts sounding smeared and plasticky, back off the warping and work more surgically with the clips. From there, slice the break into usable hits and phrase-sized chunks. Right-click and slice to a new MIDI track if you want fast rearranging, or cut the audio manually if you prefer direct control. For an intermediate workflow, slicing to MIDI is usually the fastest way to audition ideas. Build a simple one-bar or two-bar phrase first. Anchor it around the snare. Add one or two ghost kicks, maybe a short pickup near the end of the bar, and keep it compact. Don't try to make every transient interesting. A lot of that crate science energy comes from repetition with just enough variation to keep the ear hooked. Why this works in D&B is pretty simple. Jungle breaks feel exciting because the listener recognizes the source, but the pattern bends against expectation. The propulsion comes from the break's own internal swing, not from constant novelty. That's the magic. Now choose your core flavor. This is your first big decision. You can go for an authentic chop, where you keep more of the original timing irregularity and let some of the natural swing stay in the performance. That works beautifully for old-school jungle intros, rugged rollers, and anything that wants that found loop attitude. Or you can go for a controlled edit, where the main hits are more tightly quantized and the motion comes back through ghost notes, small delays, and filter automation. That's often the better move if the rest of your track is more moderate and precise. A good rule of thumb is this. If your bassline already feels loose and sample-driven, lean authentic. If your drums and bass are tighter and more club-focused, lean controlled. Both work. The key is making the choice on purpose. Before you pile on effects, shape the hits with Ableton stock tools. A really solid chain for this is DrumBus into EQ8. DrumBus adds density and attitude without immediately flattening the break. Then EQ8 helps you protect the low end, clean up mud, and restore any snare ridge you lost. You can also use Auto Filter, Saturator, and Utility. Auto Filter gives you movement. Saturator brings out crack and grit. Utility helps you keep an eye on width and mono compatibility. What to listen for here is the snare. It should feel closer to the listener, not just louder. The break should gain weight and attitude, but still keep the snap that makes the rhythm feel alive. Now we get into the part that really gives this technique its identity, micro-edits and ghost note control. Duplicate one or two ghost hits and place them as quick pickups into the snare or just after it. You can do this in MIDI or directly in auto. Maybe it's a tiny kick before the backbeat. Maybe it's a ghost snare tucked down in level. Maybe it's a short reverse slice leading into a stronger hit. Keep those ghost notes much lower in level than the main anchor hits. They should suggest motion, not compete with a phrase. Use velocity, clip gain, or volume automation to preserve the hierarchy. If every slice hits with the same force, the phrase goes flat. It stops sounding like a sampled break with character and starts sounding like a grid of identical events. At this point, don't be afraid to commit. Once the phrase is working, print it. Resample it to another audio track, or consolidate the edited section so you can start treating it like audio. This is one of the biggest workflow upgrades in this style. Stop adjusting the same dozen little edits forever. Print the version that feels closest, then refine the audio. And honestly, a lot of these parts get better when you commit. Once it's audio, you can reverse individual slices, trim tails more cleanly, create tiny stutters, and automate against a fixed waveform. That's where the character starts to lock in. If the phrase already feels right, stop and move on. Seriously, don't overcook the vibe. From there, process the resampled break with a movement chain. One really effective option is auto filter, then a touch of echo, then drum boss or saturator, then EQ8 to clean up any buildup. Keep the echo very controlled. You are not making a wash. You're making certain hits smear just enough to bleed into the next bar. Short feedback, low mix, and selected moments only. That little bit of tail can make the break feel haunted without destroying the groove. Use filter automation to shape the phrase. Darker and more constrained at the start. Open it up as you move toward the drop, then pull it back before the next event. That gives the phrase a real sense of direction. And this is another key listening check. The snare-to-snare energy needs to stay intact. If the effect chain makes the break feel smaller, slower, or softer, reduce the wetness before adding more processing. The groove always wins. Now arrange it like a DJ useful phrase, not just a loop. A strong Amen FX section should do a job in the track. Maybe it's a 4-bar intro of filtered fragments that opens into a stronger build. Maybe it's a fake-out drop break that teases the full section, then pulls back for impact. Maybe it's a second drop answer that comes in harsher than the first. That arrangement logic matters because DJs and dancefloors read phrasing. If the MN is too random, it loses impact. If it's too repetitive, it stops feeling like a moment. So think in terms of setup, statement, reduction, release. Give the listener a partial idea, present the main identity, strip it back for tension, then let the next section land harder because the space was created. Now decide on the final flavor. You can push it in two directions. One option is foggy and haunted. Darker filters, a little more saturation, rougher transients, less width. That's perfect for ominous intros and old-school menace. The other is sharp and club-ready. Cleaner transients, tighter EQ, less darkness, and a more obvious snare crack. That works when the drop needs the crowd to feel the reset immediately. Automate the cutoff. Maybe add a tiny send to delay or reverb on one or two selected fill hits, and consider reducing width before the drop, so the next section feels bigger. A great trick is to make the final bar a little emptier than the one before it. That negative space can hit harder than an extra layer ever could. Now, don't skip the mono check. Because this is FX material, it still can mess with your low end if it gets too wide or too full. Use utility, collapse the track to mono, and listen carefully. If the snare gets hollow or the break loses body, you probably have too much stereo-dependent processing or too much facey room information. Protect the low end. Keep the important hit centered. Trim any extra thump that belongs to the kick and sub instead. We're going for controlled grime that still translates in a club. Here are a few mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the break too full range, or it'll fight the kick and sub. Second, don't over-warp it until it feels plastic. Third, avoid equal-level slicing, because that kills groove hierarchy. Fourth, be careful with too much widening, delay, or reverb. And finally, don't forget to arrange it as a phrase. A cool loop is not the same thing as a useful transition. A really useful coach test here is this. Mute the bass and listen to the Amen variation on its own. Does it still feel like a complete statement? Then bring the bass back in. Does the break suddenly feel smaller because it's crowding the same mid-range space? If so, the balance needs work, not just more processing. Also, loop just the last one or two bars. If that loop is exciting, the transition probably works. If it only feels exciting in the full 4-bar context, the end of the phrase probably needs a more decisive gesture. And one more thing. Watch the snare. In jungle-leaning phrasing, the snare is usually the headline. If the hats and ghost notes are more memorable than the snare, the hierarchy is probably upside down. For darker and heavier DNB, remember, that subtraction is often more powerful than addition. A stripped bar, with just a snare and a few careful ghosts, can hit way harder than a busy fill. Let the phrase breathe. Let it threaten the drop instead of narrating every detail. If you want to take it further, make two prints from the same source. One cleaner and more controlled. One rougher, darker, or more crushed. Those two versions will usually tell you more than 20 extra edits. One can be your pre-drop tension tool. The other can become a second drop answer or turnaround. For your practice, build a 4-bar Amen variation that can function as a pre-drop FX section in a jungle or old-school DNB tune. Use only one Amen source. Use only Ableton stock devices. Keep the processing chain simple before you commit to audio. Include at least one filter move and one ghost note edit. Keep the low end out of the way of your main kick and sub. Then print it, automate it, and make the final bar feel like a real lead-in to the drop. If you want a bigger challenge, make two contrasting prints, one foggy and historical, one sharp and functional. Use them in different parts of the track. That's where the real value shows up, because now the break isn't just a sound, it's an arrangement tool. So that's the move. Slice the amen clearly. Control the hierarchy. Add movement with filters and saturation. Commit to audio when the idea is working. Then place it in a phrase that serves the track. That's how you get great science that feels raw, deliberate, and DJ ready.